There is a path forward, even if you can't see it. Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. This is an offered intention. Of course, if there is anything that you are working on or would like to call in to today's session, I more than invite you to do so. Okay, to get us started today, I am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you just to drop in to this moment and close your eyes, soften your vision if it is safe and you're able to do so, and begin to deepen your breath. As you deepen this breath, start to become aware of your body in space, the earth beneath your feet, maybe furniture or a car seat beneath your sits bones or your back, and the earth supporting you. And if anything arises, just notice it. Allow and let it be. Let thoughts and feelings pass by, just like clouds in the sky above you. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going. Really take up space and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone across space and time that is joining us here in this moment, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay, I am going to begin shuffling our cards today. And I want you to call back in our intention of purpose, manifested as creativity, and anything else that you may have set as an intention for today's session. How is your purpose coming? How does it feel? I've really been loving this idea of purpose as an intention for our life, for the way we live, not as a box to be checked or a goal to be reached. I feel like that's really helped me remove some of this pressure while still feel guided and supported by my purpose, my reason for being here. If there was one word that described how you felt when you thought of your purpose, what would it be? Is that the word you want it to be when you think of your purpose? Oof. Not necessarily the reaction you want to hear from someone reading your tarot. It's really not bad. It's just an oof card. We have the Eight of Swords, which shows a woman tied up with eight swords kind of surrounding her, almost in a prison-like configuration, and her eyes are also bound, but she is standing here, and it looks almost like a desert kind of landscape, far away from civilization all the way in the back. And the Eight of Swords really is this feeling of blindness, of something external to yourself taking something from you. And the swords, the suit of the intellect, it is intellectual numbness, as though nothing really makes sense. Nothing is coming out, popping out as a sign or a message or a clear path forward or clarity at all. Clarity is just so hard to reach. When we think about that with purpose, we need to make space and honor that lack of clarity that we may feel, that we probably do feel, that we have felt before, and we likely will feel again. That is part of purpose. But I think that it is important when we grapple with this lack of clarity, with this unknown, with what's the next right step, that we don't let that feeling control us or control our choices. It is up to us to intellectually step in and take control of the narrative and say, okay, I may not be able to see the path, but that does not mean there is not one there. When we can't see something that's right in front of us, when there is a lack of clarity, that is where faith comes in. That is when we need to remind ourselves that we are not alone. And sometimes it's almost like gaslighting yourself, but in a positive way that is, okay, you may not be experiencing this right now, but intellectually we know that this is true, right? And it almost reminds me when I was little and I was terrified of the dark, and monsters and boogeymen and everything in my closet and under my bed and all the things, my parents say, you know, it's not real. You know, those things aren't real. Why are you still so scared? And it's like, I don't know, but I just am scared. And that feeling is so real. That fear, that unknown, my closet is dark, I don't know. That's when the mental exercise comes in and says, Reese, you know that monsters aren't real. I know that monsters aren't real. And I choose to live in a world where that is not real. And I move forward. I trust that. I know that to be true. I know that I am experiencing fear, but I know that that fear is unfounded. And of course, this is different in some really significant ways. But I think that illustrates my point of like the mental exercise of stepping in and saying, I know you feel the fear. Self, I know you feel the fear. It's okay to feel the fear. But I get to choose how I step forward. And I know that there is a path. I know that there is a path. And it will be revealed to me, even if it is revealed by myself taking that next step forward. It will be revealed to me. For our mantra today, inspired by the Eight of Swords, our intention of purpose and creativity and anything else that you may have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I have faith in my path. Even if it seems cloudy right now, it's there. Okay, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I have faith in my path. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I have faith in my path. I have faith in your path. I don't know if that's helpful or not, but I do. Sometimes it's almost easier to have faith in someone else's path than your own. That's because we're usually only blind to our own path, not other people's. But you've got this. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today and this week. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all on Monday. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. These are all of the best ways to support Our Daily Ritual and the Cohere Collective. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Ritual's theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.